Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Happy bank holiday to you.
And to you.
You alright, Chops?
Yeah, great. Good.
Got Scouting for Girls coming in a bit. They're going to be at Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon this coming weekend.
It's a happy coincidence, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
We've got them on the show and they're in Swindon.
So good. And also, a very big day today because, as Simon in South Wales points out on the text, Becky Cam starts today. Whoop whoop, says Simon. Lorraine in Swindon, also very excited. You can see just how hard people at Radio 1 work. Well, Becky in particular, because you'll be able to see her just at her desk doing her everyday business at Radio 1 right now.
Doing her business?
Just work.
Is she on a commode there, then? Is she?
Can you see her already?
Yeah.
Wow.
By God, does she look happy to be doing her business.
Now, this last time we did it, loads of people were supposed to be revising for exams and stuff, but Becky Cam distracted them, and they ended up doing nothing whilst watching other people doing nothing. So if you want to have a look at Becky Cam, it's up there now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Scott Mills pages.
Judging by the look on her face, I think she's just done some business. Radio 1
Podcast. Hello, this is Scott on Radio 1. Robin Sheffield's been on saying, Scott, what are you trying to do to me? I've got an essay to do on Thursday and you've brought Becky Cam back. Goodbye degree. James in Richmond. Now, this isn't fair, Mills. I have IB exams for the next 3 weeks. With Becky Cam now on the scene, I have no hope of passing whatsoever. Thanks a lot. Sarah in Northampton, same. I hope you realise that due to Becky Cam, I've probably failed all my exams. That's a very negative way of looking at it, isn't it?
Becky is responsible for an academic downturn this summer.
Right. Shall we try and call her at her desk now? If you can get to a computer, just go to Radio 1 Online and you can see what's happening right now in the glamorous Radio 1 offices. Let's just try and ring her and speak to her, and you'll be able to see her in delay, probably.
Hiya, this is Vladimir. Leave your message, yes?
Recording.
Right. Now, we need to change that because that's the Vladimir phone at the moment.
Right.
Do you remember that was the number I was giving to people when I was pretending to be a spook on Oh, What's Occurring?
Yes.
It's a long story. Becky, answer the phone. I'll ring again.
What is she?
We need to change. Oh, hi.
Sorry, I took it off voicemail.
We need to change that Vladimir message.
Who is Vladimir?
It's a long story. I was pretending to be a spy on Oh, What's Occurring.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, hi.
Hi.
People are looking at you right now at Radio 1 Online.
I know, I'm on.
You are on?
Yeah.
You don't look very happy.
I am happy, Chappers. Why do you keep saying that I'm not happy?
Well, you just didn't look very happy, that was all.
Just my face.
Are you hard at work?
Yes, I'm very hard.
What
at work.
Are you doing?
Typing a very important document.
You're not MSNing people?
No, not
right.
at all.
Okay.
Now, you can see this all week.
Keep a straight back, Becky.
Okay, yeah.
Straight back, love.
Don't lean forward.
Can I just say, at the moment, there is a widescreen problem. I'm not genuinely this fat.
Right, okay.
There's something to do with 14x3 and I'm a size 16x4 or something.
You're never a size 16.
I am. So I'm just a 16x4. I'm like a 12 in the shops.
So you can actually find out what Becky does all day this week. We've done this before, and it was responsible for a lot of people not doing much all week, just watching other people do nothing. And then it comes out of the Radio 1 office on Friday, and we take Becky Cam backstage at Radio 1's big weekend, and you can see what actually happens backstage behind the scenes. Good, eh?
Should be good.
Really good. Now, I can predict, if you are online watching Becky do not much at the moment, typing the important document at the moment.
No, definitely not MSNing people.
I can predict that very soon you will be able to see her giggling like a mad woman.
Why?
Because we're going to do a quick make Becky laugh. So if you're looking at Becky Cam now, Radio 1 Online, it's really simple. All I have to do is play a few...
I know what you're
going to
do.
What?
No, don't.
Just have to play a few sound effects. You ready?
See? She's laughing.
Stop it!
Yeah. As I said, giggling like a mad woman right now.
Stop it, you make me cry. It's so childish.
Yeah, you said it. Go and have a look now at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You're going to be on there for a while.
Yes, I will be.
Marvellous. Okay, go and have a look. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Thank you, Becky.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
This is Radio 1. Hi there, Scouting for Girls.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
It's Roy and Greg and Pete. Thanks so much for coming in on your bank holiday.
Pleasure.
Now, last time you were on the show, we nearly killed poor Greg, didn't we?
Why would it?
There was an incident with a treadmill.
Classic comedy.
I was thinking about the Brits. I was thinking, why did we kill them? Because we saw you at the Brits.
Well, right. On our regular show. Yeah. Greg, if you can bear to relive it, then please tell people what happened.
Forgotten how to. Emily said, right, the most important thing you need to know is how to fall off a treadmill.
Yeah.
I may have stopped listening at that point. Because when I came off, it was more of a kind of like thud, fall down on my face, then bounce up a couple of metres in the air and
still
fly
smiling.
Backwards.
I am sorry about that.
That's right.
To this day.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Actually, Chappell's got maybe an interesting fact about
this. Well, I don't know whether this is a fact or not, but I was wondering whether you're the first group to play two consecutive big weekends.
I know.
Which, admittedly, we should know that fact rather than you, yeah. But we don't.
We're looking at the lineup. I think the Wombats played it last year.
Right.
And they're back.
Yeah.
And I think the Enemy played it last year.
Well, what rubbish fact.
I'll shut up then.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll take that. No, I'll tell you, that was the biggest show we'd ever done up to that point.
Yeah.
And it was such a great day. It's like a real honour and a pleasure to come back.
Yeah, because I remember you saying it was the biggest thing you did.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the same again, really.
It was. Yeah, it's kind of, it's a bit of a scary moment sometimes going out on stage.
It was
weird
watching it back on telly as well.
Oh yeah, you get to press the red button. It was good, yeah.
you can do that again this year. Perfect. Boy, thanks for mentioning
you're
that.
Very on message.
You can watch it on BBC.
I believe it's also on your mobile as well.
Well, it's not just on your mobile or on the red button on your digital TV. It's on BBC Three as well. And you'll be able to hear it all on Radio 1. Yeah. Have you ever been to Swindon?
As a band, we played the Brunel Rooms really early on. Yeah. I think after the first or second single, and we played to about 50 people.
Yeah.
It's a nightclub.
Yeah. And that was good. And then we recently, on the last tour, we played the Oasis, which is
where they're having all the DJs on Friday night.
Mm. For the Bums and Tums.
The Bums what?
Mm? Bums and Tums class.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's a sports centre.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. What happened at your Oasis gig?
Well, it was really cold to begin with, and when we were sound checking, so I got them to put on the heating. And
turn on the heating, darling.
Yeah, you know. But they never turned it off. And it was only sort of halfway through the set that everybody started fainting in the front. There was about 50 people there to drag down, and we just thought that it was our amazing show.
You thought it was you, yeah.
Aaron, oh my God, lasted 2 hours.
Yeah. Because we felt really, you know, you don't want anything bad to happen at your show, so we just sort of stopped, brought it down.
Freeform jazz.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to stop, don't you, when something like that happens. So what did you do? You just tell some jokes? Or?
You just bring it down. Yeah, and then Roy strides over and he's like, he's all sympathetic. Are you all right down there? And they go, no, not really. The over there. Some water. Everyone's fine.
Do you know any hotspots in Swindon? Have you been out anywhere?
The Brunel Rooms was the kicking.
The nightclub. Yeah.
Not when we played the first time around.
Not so much then.
No.
But generally.
But Swindon, we stayed at a rather good hotel.
Yeah.
At Swindon.
Which we were a very interesting Russian late night.
It was like the Terminator. We walked in after the show and we said, have you got any food? He went,
yes.
Yes.
What food do you have?
You want baguettes.
So, if you see him again. My name is Tom.
You need to go to the Sally Pussy. That's where you need to go.
The where?
The Sally Pussy. It's a pub in Wootton Bassett. I used to live near there. Just Junction 16 of the M4.
You were a regular, weren't you?
Oh, I was, back in the day, I tell you. It's good. They didn't get tickets, by the way. They emailed me yesterday.
Really?
No, they haven't got any tickets.
Have you not helped them out?
I don't really know them anymore. I didn't really know them then. I just need to go to their pub. Right, we're going to play a track from last year. Do you remember how amazingly hot it was last year?
It's beautiful.
It was so good. If we can get even like half of that weather in Swindon on the weekend, that'd
They'd
be amazing.
They'd be fainting like they were at the Oasis.
Yeah. Turn down the heat.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, Scouting for Girls at Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone. And that was It's Not About You.
There was some very interesting discussions whilst that was on there.
Didn't we?
Yeah. So you put Christopher Biggins on your guest list for the big weekend.
You know, every time I tune into the radio station, you're always saying that you can't get people.
Yeah.
So you never get any tickets. I reckon anybody who knows Scott should just phone in now.
He's ditched all his friends. He won't get any of his friends' tickets, but he's giving a pair to Christopher Biggins.
I haven't given any tickets to Christopher Biggins.
What's wrong with Christopher Biggins?
Nothing. It's just that I can't get tickets. I bet you get asked all the time.
I do, all the time. I got one today.
From?
From my mate Paul.
It's not as good as Christopher Biggins, though, is it?
No. Yeah.
Your best mate, Paul.
Yeah. Paul Ray. Your best mate Superman, in the sometimes.
And you, Roy, you're telling me you can't get him into Radio 1's big weekend?
I can't get anyone in.
You see?
Well, if you hadn't given your pair to Christopher Biggins, he could actually give it to his mate.
The thing is, I gave all mine away to charity, any sort of freestyle.
Yeah, yeah, good for you.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. But, rather than a celebrity friend.
You want to give it away to your celebrity
friend. Can I just say, I haven't given any tickets to Biggins. He has asked, and it wouldn't have been him turning up anyway, it'd been his niece.
Okay.
I can't do it.
So if he had been turning up, then you would have done.
No, not at all.
So now you've deprived a small child of
coming. Hello, darling. I'm on Scott Mills' guest list. Let me in. Right. Now, we've got Rich on the phone. Regular listeners will be aware of Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hiya, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, mate.
I don't know if you heard this, lad. Basically, Rich has decided that we should do Scott Mills the musical.
It's a brilliant idea.
Have you heard this?
I have, yeah.
At the Edinburgh Festival. He seems to think people would want to see this. It's like a one-man crusade for Rich, isn't it, Rich?
It is, yeah. It's sort of taken over my life somewhat.
Now, this all started when there was a fake flyer going around on the internet about how I was going to be in a musical called Rickrolling the Musical. Have you ever thought of writing a musical about yourselves yet? You should.
I think we're trying to get the second album out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, do that.
To the musical.
Closely followed by the musical.
That's after the greatest hits.
Well, it's easy. You just think of a really loose plot to link all the songs together. So it's a moneymaker, I'm telling you. Anyway, what's the latest, Rich?
Well, I've got to be honest, mate. Every time someone turns up just as a visit or whatever, we bump into somebody. Somebody seems to have heard it and has got all these ideas that I should use.
Right.
Best one I've had over the weekend was trying to get, I don't know how old he is now, but trying to get Lloyd in to see if he could be Junior Scott.
Well, yeah, that's Lloyd, our former football expert. I think he's at 12 now.
But aren't there all sorts of...
a bit young.
I think if you have child actors, they're only allowed to do, like, one performance a week, so you'd have to end up with, like, seven Lloyds, which would just be hell on earth.
Weird. anything else, Rich?
Well, I was just thinking today, as you've got Scouting for Girls on the show, seeing as they did that lovely parody of their own song for Laura a few years ago, whether they could help with a couple of the songs.
So you think they should write maybe one of the songs for the musical, Scott Mills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to parody one we've already done?
I don't mind. The stuff I've done so far has been based on other musical songs. But,
I've heard some of them on the podcast. They're beautiful.
Well, maybe, because you know we've got Becky Cam working upstairs now. Maybe if you would be up for doing this, if you would do it in front of Becky Cam, people could see you creating the Scouting for Girls songwriting magic right there live.
That would be beautiful. Yeah.
Would that be all right?
We could work some magic with that. Yeah.
Okay, that'd be all right for you, Rich?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, we'll give them, what, 20 minutes?
Okay.
Is that enough?
Yeah, we knock out a number one in that.
Really? Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's so lovely. How long did that take?
Not even 20 minutes.
Exactly. So, all right, thank you, Rich.
Cheers, Scott.
Okay, we'll send them upstairs now. Shall we send them upstairs? Yeah. Okay, thanks, lad. They're going to go write a song for Scott Mills, the musical. This is getting out of control.
Yeah, but you're secretly enjoying it.
Yes, I am. And watch them now on Becky Cam at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Podcast. Right, this is really bad. This is really bad.
Sorry.
I was doing an interview on the phone on Friday. I don't know why I didn't tell you this on Friday.
Okay.
But I've just remembered over
the
weekend.
You were being interviewed or doing the interviewing?
I was being interviewed for The Observer magazine. They do a really good piece in there called Body and Soul.
Right.
They had Neo in it last week, I think.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Well, they ask people questions
about... I actually read that magazine this morning. I know who they've got on it this week.
Who's on this week?
I'm not saying who it is. I'll tell you off that.
Oh,
okay. But go on, right? So they've asked you to do a Body and Soul.
Hmm. Are we trying to find it now? There's loads of papers at the back. They're all yesterday's papers, I think.
No, we can't find it.
I'll just say who it is.
I can't say who it is.
Okay. Anyway, if you've not seen it, they ask people questions about how healthy they are and what exercise they do and how they relax and stuff like that. So I am doing this interview on the phone, okay, at home.
Right.
You know, just quite chilled out, just sat on my floor in the living room.
Yeah.
And you know how sometimes I sit in weird positions? I was kind of like...
Yeah.
Cross-legged on the floor.
Okay.
Right? And she, the lady, nice journalist lady, asked me, so how important is sex to you? At which point, I let out a massive fart. Like, huge. And because, obviously, I'm quite near to where it came from, she heard everything.
How did she... What do you mean?
It was huge. It was a proper... And then I knew she'd heard it because she went, oh, excuse you. Rubbish. And I went, ha, and then just tried to gloss over it by going, yes, yeah, sex is brilliant as long as you have two consenting partners. All that.
Sex is brilliant as long as you have two consenting partners. That's what you said.
I don't know what I said because I was still distracted by the fact that she went, ooh, excuse you.
So you farted during the interview and
she
told
clearly
her that sex
it.
Is brilliant as long as there's three of you.
I don't know what the answer was because I was too distracted by the...
But how were you so near? Were you doing the interview with your head between your legs?
No, I was just sat like... Let me show you.
I'm not quite sure.
Sat like this, okay? Talking away like this.
But the phone's still quite a long way from your bottom.
This was a big fart, Chappers.
Was it? All right.
Okay.
Definitely sure you weren't trying to do the interview with your head between your legs?
No. And is she going to print that now?
Yeah, what at this point, Scott?
At that
farted.
Point, Scott did a massive fart and tried to gloss over it, but I clearly heard it. In brackets, you can see that now, can't you? So look out for that in Body and Soul in the Observer. I'm really sorry to that poor lady who had to go through that. It was unexpected. Sometimes they're just unplanned.
So is that this weekend?
I don't know.
Excellent.
But do look out for it. Please don't print that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello. Hi, who are you?
It's Caroline.
Caroline, what are you saying?
Well, we're just on our way home from Avatar. We've just been having an amazing camping weekend.
Oh, I love a camping weekend, I do.
Very, very exciting. High drama in the tent. High drama.
High drama?
What? High drama, indeed.
What was the high drama? Apart from six girls in a tent.
Six girls, two dogs. The dogs were in the tent with us. They didn't like being out in the cold. Lots of sniffing in the ear action going on.
From the dogs?
With the dogs, yes.
Yeah.
We did have a separate boy tent, actually, in case anyone brought anyone back, like a two-man, but unfortunately it just got used for storage. Storage for the beef burgers and sausages.
You're my favourite.
Did none of you look your best when camping? Is that the problem?
But no, we put on a good effort, considering we were camping.
Right.
You know, dolled up in the loo.
Not
amazing.
Good enough, though.
Well, no, there was action in the harbour in Avatar.
Oh, God.
There's antics going on. We've got to mention Ben from Santa.
Good, so it sounds like it's been an eventful one.
It was all very exciting.
High drama.
Are you having a nice time at Radio 1?
Are we having a nice time?
We're having a lovely time.
We're having a nice time just talking to you.
You should come down to Avatar. Have you ever been?
I haven't actually. Is it good?
It's good. It's like it's kind of like Chester-on-Sea.
Okay.
It's our first trip out, the first time we've been, but highly recommend it.
Out of where? Hospital?
What, the hospital?
No, your first trip out of where?
Oh, out of Manchester.
All right,
okay.
We're all from Manchester. We've just been on a little diversion to Abbotsford for the weekend.
Okay. I just don't know, like, obviously six girls and a ten, where am I going to sleep?
Oh, well, there was room, actually. Oh, of course, you could be in the boy tent, two-man.
Yeah, well, that would be fine. Okay, good. Also, this reminds me...
Oh, the spatty everywhere.
Did you see My Life as an Animal this week?
Were no, they... I don't know. Where are we going here?
On BBC Three. I watched it last night on catch-up.
No.
They had to live their life as dogs, and it sounds quite similar to what happened in their tent in Avesot this weekend.
What?
Well, they
lived their life as dogs and ended up in a tent with six girls?
No, some humans had to, like, sleep in the kennel at night and stuff, and all dogs, like, sniffing around, howling, etc.
Oh, right.
Similar, anyway. All right, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Okay,
yes.
I love you.
I thought you might have turned me off.
Yeah, I did. But
we tried, somehow you came back. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scouting for Girls are still here. Hi.
Hello.
They're going to be at Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon. Mm. And also, not only if you're not going, you'll be able to hear it all on Radio 1 all weekend. Watch it on BBC 3 a lot. It'll be on the red button as well. And it'll be on your mobile for the first time this year. And we've got webcams and Becky cams and everything everywhere, so you'd be able to see it online. Now, if this this track goes down well, I think maybe you could play it on stage on the big weekend. What do you think?
We could.
This is the.
I don't think they thought that was a good suggestion.
All right, well, I'm just, you know, maybe the encore or something.
Wouldn't hold your breath.
And this is going to be, well, this is the first song that's been written for Scott Mills the Musical, which is Rich from Somerset. Well, he did write one, but let's gloss over that because it wasn't the best.
He was a bit out of time, to put it kindly.
So here's the first song that's been written for our musical by Scouting for Girls, which they've been writing on Becky Cam upstairs.
We're thinking sort of towards the end of the musical. Mm. There's Scott the DJ. He's eyeing up a TV career,
right?
And he's torn between the radio and the TV. Oh. So it's that.
I'll never
so
classic battle.
He's gonna.
Okay.
The choir will come in.
All right, cool.
When he was young, he always knew what a DJ like Mark Goodyear, his hero, could do to you. I was told he was a hero.
Definitely.
Went off to have fun and join Radio 1. But the thought of being a TV star made him feel quite peculiar. So he went off to hang with the Hoff. The show was a hit, and he came back with Kit.
Hello, Michael.
Millsy ain't dead. Millsy ain't dead, cause he came back to the radio dead. Millsy ain't dead, cause he came back to the radio.
Oh, yes. I'm liking that.
So much. Not as much as Mark Goodyear's liking it. Yeah.
He'll be enjoying that very much, I think. Oh, thanks. That's the first actual song for our musical. That's very exciting.
Do you feel touched?
Well, yeah, what we've got to do now is make it happen. I'm sure Rich is on it already. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for all your comments as well about Scouting for Girls on the Becky Cam this afternoon. Most of them, Greg, liking your hat very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice. Radio 1 Podcasts. Becky's come down from being on Becky Cam. Hello, if you've been watching at bbc.co.uk/radio1. She'll be back on there in a minute. But we need to play. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, God.
Oh, nothing to worry about. That's just something in the corner of the studio that might be used in a game soon. Chappers is here as well. Yes, Becky's here, and we need to have one of Scouting for Girls playing. Oh, what's occurring? Who's it going to be?
Go for it, Roy.
I'll play.
So it's Roy.
I'm a fan.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today it's our three-way guessing game quiz. Let us know how you do on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, first situation today. Do you remember our little game that we had a while ago called Oh, you left your phone in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
You can play this at home with your friends. Have you heard this, Roy?
No.
What happens is you phone up a friend on their mobile and tell them how they've left the phone in the studio or your house. So you can do it at home. You don't have to have a radio studio. Obviously, they're talking on their phone to you.
Right.
So you're like, hello, you've left your phone here. And it's whether they realise that they're actually talking on it or not. It's a good way of kind of sorting.
Making people sound stupid.
Well, it's no, chap. It's more sorting the intellectual wheat from the stupid chaff. Now, we did this again today to three people we know. My question to all of you sat here today is this. How many of them would think, I've got their phone here, even though they are holding it in their hand? Should we go through them one by one? I'll tell you the person. You tell me whether they fell for it or not.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, Greg James off of Radio 1. I called him saying, Greg, you've left your phone in the studio. Would he realise who's actually on it?
No.
Chappers says he wouldn't fall for it.
What time did you ring him? I'm thinking if he's tired, he might not really be with it, so...
I think he's out today.
I think no.
Becky says no. Roy?
I don't think he'll fall for it.
So three no's.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a clever guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hot on the hills, isn't he?
Let's find out.
Hello?
Hello?
Hiya.
Hi, you've left your phone in the studio, I think.
What? I'm on it.
Eh?
You've not left... mine.
Is it not yours?
Don't... No, I'm on my phone now.
Oh, okay. It looks
what?
Like yours.
What is it?
It must be someone else's. Where are you?
Bye.
Was he the entertainer at a small child's party?
It did sound like that.
It did,
it?
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing this afternoon. But he didn't really fall for
no.
that.
No.
So, well done to everyone there. Next one. You probably don't know her, Roy. Freya, who works upstairs in our office. Right. A disadvantage for you there, isn't it? Would she fall for it?
No.
Becky?
Yes.
No, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Why do you say yes, Becky?
Because she's really sweet, and I think if Scott asked for something, said come down to the studio, she'd go, okay, and then come straight down.
Let's find out.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott in the studio.
Hello.
Hiya, you've left your phone down here.
I have.
Yeah. Come and get it, yeah?
Okay.
Now, was that... Did she fall for that?
Or I'm not sure she did.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether she fell for it or not. She's a bit confused.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott in the studio.
Hello.
Hiya, you've left your phone down here.
I have.
Yeah. Come and get it, yeah?
Okay.
I think she just said okay.
Scared.
I think she just said okay to get rid of you.
Okay. So I can give you. I'm going to give you and Roy a point.
Thank
for that,
you.
I think. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. One more. This is my flatmate. I called him up. Hello. This is a bit different because I said that I'd taken his phone to work with me.
Right.
Is he going to fall for that?
Yeah. I don't think he's past the intellectual wheat.
So Chaffin says he will. Becky?
Yes.
He will. Roy?
I think we met him when we did your TV
yeah,
thing.
You did, yeah.
In the cameras in your house. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if he does.
Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Hi.
Hi, so I'm really sorry. I brought your phone with me to work by mistake.
Ah.
Have you, been missing it?
I hadn't really noticed, actually.
All right, sorry, I've just brought the... Wrong one in. Can you wait till 7, till I'm home?
7?
Yeah.
All right, don't read any of my messages, yeah?
All right, then.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bless. I would never read any of his messages, can you imagine that?
I don't want to, no.
Okay. All right, I've messed up the scores now, I don't know who's winning what.
I think me and Roy won that.
Yeah, you did. Right, let's say that you and Roy won that one.
Right.
Here's the next situation.
Oh! What's the curtain?
You know Dizzy Rascal?
Yeah.
He was on with Joe Wiley earlier. He's also at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Swindon.
God, do your Dizzy impression.
No.
Go on.
No, it's different anyway. No.
Go on.
No.
Please.
No.
It's different. What
it's
do you
different,
mean it's
so
different?
He's not very well.
We're scouting for girls, I've never heard it.
But this is what he sounds like today.
Darling.
He's really not well. But he... He struggled in to see Joe today. He's such a trooper, Dizzy Rascal. Like, he's ill. He'll come in. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't make a fuss. He soldiers on. But you could clearly tell he was ill on this morning's interview. My question to all of you once again. How many times during Joe Wiley's show today did Dizzy Rascal cough? Roy, first.
Oh, it was on for about 2 hours, wasn't he? 2 hours, so I reckon 40.
Roy's saying 40 yeah. times. Okay, Becky?
30.
Chappers?
10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's poor, ill, Dizzy Rascal on today with Joe Wiley.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's the original Rascal, Dizzy Rascal, yeah, on your radio.
So you're a bit poorly today.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a cough. Banging.
Passion Pit, next on Radio 1, this is The Reeling.
Go cop that.
He's going through his phone now. Numbers.
I'm due an upgrade. Bonkers.
Absolutely not. So you're going to wind your window down?
Yeah. 12 or 13 when this song come out. Maybe, I might have been even younger. I think this one was a primary question. Banging.
Music on the way. We got...
Dizzy Rascal.
I was going to say, got any showbiz friends, but you could call Westwood, Jonathan Ross, and who was the other one saying? See if they've got any news. Also, Saturdays are in the papers today. They're in the papers most days.
Banging.
Dizzy's ill, by the way. If you hear him coughing, he can't actually stop the cough that's going on. So,
can't. bonkers.
As they say, it's not the cough that carries you off, it's the coughing that carries you off it.
Yeah, banging.
Do you want to introduce it for us? It's September, yeah. So tell people about this, because so many people won't have heard of this at all.
Like, yeah. I was like...
So, it was 10 times. Listen to him, he's ill.
I have a sudden urge to cough.
Yeah.
After that, yeah.
Chappers gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay, now... we need to find out which one of you will be doing our final task on Oh, What's Occurring today.
I think it should be the person in last place at this stage.
You mean Becky?
I don't know who's in last place. You're in charge of the scores.
Yeah, it's Becky. It is Becky, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, why do you think that?
Well, because Becky's out of the running, whereas it's all still to play for between myself and Roy.
That is quite a good way of doing it. Shall I explain what it is?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, but that's just what...
Okay. Well, it is. Mousetrap Minefield. So whoever is losing the contest at the moment will put on a blindfold. I just made that up because you said it was a good idea. Yeah. And then they will walk through what is in here, the mousetrap minefield. It's very simple. There are what a rubbish effect.
Doesn't make it sound very scary.
No. There are 20 mousetraps on the floor of this studio. You have to put the blindfold on and walk from one side of the studio to the other. The question is... how many mousetraps will snap and get you on the mousetrap minefield? Oh, come on, what's that?
You're going to tickle her while she does it.
Mousetrap minefield. No, they're getting worse. Okay. So, Becky, is that all right? As soon as you are losing?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's all have a little
it
guess.
It was only a suggestion.
I went with it. Yeah. How many mousetraps will snap and get Becky on the mousetrap minefield? Remember, there are 20. She has to walk from one side of the studio to the other. Let's guess now, and we'll do it after the next track.
You actually have real mousetraps?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 16.
Oh, Chappers!
Bearing in mind that once this afternoon already you've fallen over and crashed into me.
I skidded on a magazine.
I don't think you're...
which you'd put down, so I fell onto you.
Okay. So 16.
Is it done barefoot?
No. We put some thicker socks on her.
I'm going for 5.
Roy's going for 5.
But hoping for
none. Oh.
And how many do you think will snap and get you, Becky?
How many are there?
20.
20.
We haven't set them up in any special way. They're just
really.
Okay, you can hear what happens on the final bit of Oh, What's Occurring next on the Mousetrap Minefield.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Oh! What's Occurring?
Right, this is the final part of Oh, What's Occurring's Mousetrap Minefield. We've done this ages ago. What's going to happen? There are 20 mousetraps on the floor of the Radio 1 studio. Becky is blindfolded and must walk from one side of the studio to the other. The question is, how many mousetraps will Becky be got by on the way through? We've given her some thicker socks. Don't do this at home. It hurts. Chappers said 16 will go off. Roy of Scouting for Girls said 5. Becky herself said 20.
Who was the last person to do it? Did Joe Wiley do this?
Yeah. Now these
didn't talk to us for a while after that.
These are little nipper mouse traps, but the slogan of them is "the last thing it does is nip." So that's good. Right, so we've got our guesses. Now let's find out. Ready, Becky?
Yes.
I okay. need to be ready. So I need to put this mic as close to the mouse traps as possible.
Okay. Okay, and walk. Becky's walking now.
Careful, Becky.
Oh God.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Ah! I don't want to move now.
Three.
Take a step back, you'll be fine.
So
I didn't see that one behind me.
I don't like these.
Oh!
Oh, that really. How long have I got? What's the time limit on this?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
It's just getting my big toe.
Oh!
How many is that now? Can I stop?
That's fine. You can stop that. Don't walk backwards is my tip. We're just counting them up.
Oh my god, the floor's covered.
14.
I think you could have been a bit daintier.
Chappers, I'm pleased to announce you've won today. Yes! Oh, what's occurring?
I've never been so happy to win one.
No. Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Becky. Well done. Thank you, Chopper.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Someone's been on saying, well, I hope they don't test all us year nines tomorrow. Thanks to you, Scott, the nation's revising is dead. It's true. Becky Cam is really addictive. You're supposed to be revising. You just end up watching it, even though, I mean, there's stuff happening at the moment, but often there's not stuff happening for hours, and people just watch it instead of doing revision. Go have a look online if you want. Black Eyed Peas coming up, and a bit of Britney. Right, I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know Chloe, who works in the office upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Her mum, quite posh,
right,
is selling one of those power plates machines.
Okay.
Have you been on one of them?
No.
It's a really weird sensation. You stand.
It's one of these things that just vibrates through you,
yeah,
isn't
you
it?
Yeah, you stand on it and you just vibrate. But it's supposed to make the pounds fall off. And a lot of celebrities swear by them.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like exercise without having to do that much.
Doesn't Edith?
Yeah, Edith loves
it. Edith, yeah.
But you just stand on it and every part of you vibrates like that. Now, I thought they were just, when they first came out, I thought it was just to watch girls jiggle a bit in the gym.
Okay.
But apparently they do really, really work, even though it is a strange sensation. I tried it in an airport once. I was bored.
What?
Yeah, they had one in the airport, so I was like, oh, I'll have a go at that.
Right.
But it just goes right through you.
Why would an airport just have one of these things?
They just had like an exhibition of them on.
So you just stood in the middle of an airport jiggling?
Yeah.
For a whole crowd of people?
Yeah, for about 20 minutes.
Right.
It does actually really, you feel that it's a good workout, you know?
Okay.
But these machines, they're not cheap. But Chloe's mum...
You sure it wasn't a guess your weight machine or something like that? Or a massage chair?
No, it was definitely power plates.
Right, okay.
But her mum is selling this machine quite cheap, okay?
Right.
Now I'm thinking, credit crunch and all that, I install it in the live lounge. I buy it, because it's up for sale.
Yeah.
And Chloe's been asking around the office, does anyone want to buy it? I buy it, put it in the live lounge, and hey presto, you've got your own gym right there.
Right.
I undercut the gym around the corner, but I do charge people to use it.
So you're going to charge people, and then what you're going to do, just sit back and watch them jiggle?
Well, no, it's just it's a money-making thing. I could turn part of the live lounge...
Sounds like you're being a bit seedy, to be honest.
Part of the live lounge into a gym.
Sounds like to me, you want to make money out of watching Joe Wiley jiggle.
That's not true. I just think it's a...
So you don't want to watch Joe Wiley jiggle?
No, I'm just saying...
Why would you have a problem with Joe Wiley jiggling?
I wouldn't. Would it be wrong to charge people, though?
To watch them jiggle?
It cost a lot of money in the gym.
Yes, it would be wrong to charge people, yeah.
Admittedly, it would be a bit off-putting in the live lounge. Let's say Maximo Park pop in to do an acoustic cover version of In the Heat of the Night by Star Pilots, and there's you just jiggling away in the corner. While they're going, in the heat of the night. Bow, bow, bow. You're like, don't mind me. But I think it's an idea.
I think you should get it, and then we should trial it next time either Alicia Dixon or Katy Perry come in.
Okay. Well, then what am I going to do with it after that if it's not a success?
To be honest, I'd be past caring if I'd just seen them jiggle on.
Podcast. So many questions coming in on the email now for Scouting for Girls. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. My text is 81119. They're on the Becky cam. Look, you can see them now. Give them a wave, Scouting for Girls. They're upstairs.
However, you can't work out the modern technology, so you're having to print out the emails, and then one of the ones that doesn't speak has to run upstairs with them to pass them on.
Yeah, we're taking it back to the old school, but it's working. Really working. They're getting them on pieces of paper. Wow. Which we are recycling. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Kerry.
Hi, Kerry. Where are you tonight?
I'm kind of in between Reading and Fleet at the moment.
Okay. What have you been doing today or over the weekend?
Not a lot. Been down in Portsmouth, but my dad's having a barbecue and just been to visit my granddad in hospital, so driving back.
Oh, okay. How can I help?
I was just listening to you about the jiggle pad and putting it in the live lounge.
Yeah, the power plates. Are they called jiggle pads as well?
I don't know. That's just what I called them.
You made that up. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, what do you think?
I think we should get the artist to perform whilst on the jiggle pad.
Oh, now that would liven things up in the live lounge.
It would. Or even get Joe Wiley to do it over the radio.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. Which artist would you like to see on the jiggle live lounge?
I think Dizzy Rascal would be quite cool.
That would be good.
Just an idea floating about. People might pay to come and see that then.
Why are you shaking your head at me?
You're going to ask me to do my impression?
But I'm going to ask you to do the impression of Dizzy Rascal on the jiggle pad.
What's up, darling? Not today. I wouldn't have made him do it because he really wasn't very well.
No.
Coughing away he was. But yeah, okay, we'll put that to him.
If you get this thing off Chloe's mum soon,
cheap. Yeah.
You might be able to get it on Becky Cam by the end of the week.
Oh, yeah. She's saying that I have to go and collect it, though. They're very heavy. I have to get a man and van on it, don't I?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. I'll try and... I might buy it. It's a good idea. It will liven things up no end in the live lounge.
Definitely will.
Why do things need livening up in the live lounge?
I just think it adds a new element.
Keep digging.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yay, wow. Look, it's going for girls again. Hi.
You've put in some shift.
You know? All right, time and a half, bank holiday. Yeah. It is.
Thank you guys for going on the Becky cam there. I got so many emails. Did you see them all coming in?
We did. We were answering them. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I've got more, that's what I meant, Roy, which you didn't answer. It's fine. Thank you so much for doing that.
No,
this is my favourite text that's come in today. I saw Scouting for Girls in Portsmouth, and they were awesome. Then my friend got in Roy's car. Now, is that a part of the service? You offer like fans a lift home after the gig?
It's a Honda Civic, so.
I had to get back to London, and I tried to sneak out. It was quite funny because I ended up going... I went out and went down a one-way street and got to a dead end, and I had to reverse all the way back past everybody I sneaked past. And then as we came out, I got in the same queue which everybody else was in to get out of the venue. And these two girls just jumped into the car. Fine, I was in the car with Pete, our other guitarist, who's not here at the moment. And they wouldn't get out for ages and ages. And then finally
What did you say? Get out.
I did. I felt a bit rude losing my temper with them having them paid to see the show. But then I'm not a taxi. Come on.
Well, you were thinking about it at the time.
They got back into the car, which was behind them. They were in, I think their mum was driving them. It's this little mini Metro. I was in my beat-up Honda Civic. And they followed us for miles and miles, and we were both flat out at 45 miles an hour down the motorway. I lost them on a hill in the end. Went out the clutch,
never saw him again.
Yeah,
that sounds like the world's most rubbish car chase.
It's worse than my ones. Remember when I had to turn the lights off?
Oh, and hid in your back seat.
Yeah. I was being chased.
He pulled in and hid on his back seat for half an hour.
It was getting dull. They couldn't see me. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. And we will see you in Swindon at the weekend.
Definitely. Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.